Well, I came home Thursday evening after spending some time working here at the church. Came home after Paxton had gone to bed, and Sonia was home just kind of relaxing, taking it easy, reading a book and listening to the radio. And this wouldn't have been anything abnormal. We listen to the radio quite frequently at home, but there was something about that evening that gave me pause. Something caught my attention. Because when I entered into the house, the music that I heard coming from the speakers was not some Christian music. It wasn't secular music. It was something altogether different, a different kind of genre, if you will. Because what I was welcomed home with was the tune Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. Well, I thought perhaps this was a bit of a fluke. It just happened to be on the radio at the time. So I waited just a little bit, and the next song that came on the radio was Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Bruce Springsteen. You know the version. You can sing along if you want. No, I won't sing. So this song, this radio station was not simply playing a Christmas song. This radio station is playing nothing but Christmas songs. Now, the reason that this gave me pause, and this happens, right? We listen to Christmas music, both secular and Christian Christmas music, on the radio come Christmas time. It's often always on the radio in the month of December. But the reason that this gave me pause, the reason that this made me slow down and think about it for a minute, was because it was last Thursday. It was November 17th. 17 is extremely close to the middle of the month, and it was exactly 1 week before Thanksgiving. Now this week, this Thursday, many of us will gather around tables, hopefully a little larger than this one, with chairs a little better able to sustain my large amount of weight, because I'm going to get heavier as I eat. But maybe the food will be a little more expansive than snakes and peas. We're going to gather around tables. We're going to enjoy the company of the people around us, and we will remember the blessings that we have been given. We will be gathering for Thanksgiving. But this past week, a friend of mine, a guy that I went to seminary with, his name is Patrick. Patrick became a little bit of a rabble-rouser on Facebook. He started a bit of a comment section where people would contribute to this discussion that he began about Thanksgiving. Because Patrick believes that the way we celebrate Thanksgiving in the United States today looks nothing like it was intended to be celebrated, whether it was began in Virginia or at Plymouth Rock. I'm not sure. I don't even know that story, and perhaps I'm thankful that I don't. But Patrick said, and this is a paraphrase of the quote that he had on Facebook. He said, "What we commonly call Thanksgiving is really a gathering of people who participate in a generic act directed at a generic deity for generic blessings that we've earned through hard work, preparation, and stockpiling." Now, Patrick is a good fellow. He does enjoy the Thanksgiving holiday, so don't get any negative ideas. Patrick is kind of like I am in Sunday school at times, just trying to get discussion going. Patrick believes that what we celebrate on Thanksgiving Day looks nothing like the way we as Christians are called to give thanks. And this was Patrick's response. This is the way he believed we should be giving thanks. He said, "The Christian virtue of giving thanks ought to be our frame of mind, giving thanks to a specific God for specific acts and blessings named in our specific life stories." You note the specificity of this quote. Patrick believes we are too general. We need to be more specific. I'm going to leave that up there, and we will look a little bit at the Gospel according to St. Patrick, as we also look at the Epistle to the Ephesians. If you listened along with what Glenn read to us from that passage, we can see that the Apostle Paul is also very specific in the ways that he gives thanks. The Apostle Paul, in the opening three verses, talks about the Trinity, the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In the first three verses, he mentions one of these manifestations of God six times altogether. That's two times in each of these verses. So Paul is being very specific to whom he is giving thanks. I give thanks to my God through the Holy Spirit because of Jesus Christ for you. He is very specific of the deity that he is giving thanks to. It is the God revealed to Moses through the burning bush, the God revealed to the prophets, and the God revealed to us in Jesus Christ. Specificity in whom you give thanks to seems to be important. And the next thing that Patrick says here, he says giving thanks for specific acts. And Paul does just that in the book of Ephesians as well. He gives thanks to God for the church at Ephesus. He does not cease giving thanks to them or to God for them because of their faith, because of the way they love God, and because of the way they love one another. And finally, Patrick says that we need to talk about how these blessings influence our specific life stories. How do the blessings in our lives change our lives? Can we reflect upon the way that these things that we name as blessings make our lives better? When we spend time thinking about how these things make our lives better, we can better reflect upon how we have been blessed. It makes us appreciate it all the more. Now, this is not an easy thing to do. It's a lot easier to sit around the table on Thanksgiving and just say, thank you, God, for the blessings, and then just go about eating our turkey. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes some thought. And I hope that over the last week or so, you've done some of that thinking. Because I am done preaching for the morning, and the rest of the time is up to you for sharing time. But actually, before I open the mic up for sharing, I want to spend a little time giving thanks as well. I thank God for this church. I thank God for the 38 people that are gathered here today that come on a regular basis to hear me ramble about things that you probably already know, to hear me say things that sometimes are a little off the wall, to talk about life events that maybe don't really matter to you. I thank you all for being willing to let me be somewhat artistic and creative in my approach to communicating the gospel with you. I know you don't have to be here on a Sunday morning, but you choose to be here. And it's not just because I'm here, but yet I thank you for being a part of what I call my church. And hopefully you call it your church as well. I thank you for those who contribute financially to this church as well, because without your financial contributions, we couldn't meet here on a regular basis. I thank you because a lot of that money goes towards paying my salary. Without that, I wouldn't have a paying job here. So I thank you for that. I thank you for the way you support church institutions like we did last week, giving to Virginia Mennonite Conference, giving towards Virginia Mennonite Missions, the way that you give to help those outside of this immediate community. And if we look at our church balance sheet, you'll see how much money goes out of this church and doesn't just stay within this congregation. We help many people outside of these four walls. I want to thank the Sunday school teachers, the adult Sunday school teachers that spend so much time preparing week in and week out to guide us in conversations, to help us better understand who God is and what God is calling us to do. And I want to thank the children's Sunday school teachers as well, because they are shaping the next generation of Christians. The Sunday school superintendent for all that she does in providing materials for the classes. It's often a position that goes unnoticed. So thank you. To the trustees, the guys that make sure this building is in good shape. Thank you, guys. That's often also unnoticed. We don't even probably all know who the trustees are. But these are the guys that put things together and keep things looking decent around here. And I thank you for that. The treasurers are the ones that pay the bills and make sure things at the end of the month, that things are paid off and that the money coming in is going out to the right places. Thank you, treasurers. The ushers. Ushers are probably the least recognized people in the congregation, but they surely do as much as anybody else. These are guys that are here before anybody else and often the last to leave. Actually, I believe Nelson was probably here yesterday. Nelson often comes early to turn up the heat and to fold the bulletins on a Saturday. And we don't even realize all the effort that he puts into these things. I thank you, Norma, for the muffins and cookies. You can say amen. For giving rides to Betty every Sunday. I thank you. It is much appreciated. To those who lead us in music, thank you for your prior preparation and planning. For those who lead us in worship, the same. Those who participate in various committees, thank you for leading this congregation. For those who participate in the library and providing materials for us to take home to research and read for pleasure, I thank you. For everyone who holds an office or provides a service, the people that we often don't give any thought to, the roles that they do, but yet we know that they do something, thank you. You may go unnoticed at times and unnamed, but don't think that you're not appreciated. And thank you to our sound technician for all these wires and things that are up here today, all the work that Lowell does. And here's the sign of a good sound technician. If you don't notice the sound guy, that is a good sound guy. You notice when the sound guy does a bad job, and we don't usually notice you, Lowell. We don't hear the feedback. We don't hear the crackles and pops. Lowell does a good job. And every week, Lowell records the sermon, and he sends that over to AD, and AD puts it online, and you can access the sermon from a Sunday, usually by Sunday afternoon or Monday. These guys communicate so well. And thank you, AD, for all that you do with our website, putting bulletins and sermons up and keeping things up to date, even though we often don't participate as much as we should. And just another plug, please check your online listing to see if it is up to date. Thank you, one and all, for all that you do for this church, for me, and for my family. So now I want to offer you an opportunity to come forward, speak into the mic, share what thanks you might want to share with us today. I'm just going to step off to the side and kind of moderate this time, but please don't be shy. Come forward and share what you are thankful for. One at a time, please.
I've got a lot to be thankful for, a whole lot to be thankful for. First of all, I thank God that He has given His greatest gift to mankind, Jesus, to come to be our salvation. And as we celebrate this coming month, the birth of Jesus, there's much to be thankful for. Also for His grace and forgiveness. And I thank Him for life. We, if you think about it, we're just a heartbeat away from eternity. And that's not bad. Eternity is good. But maybe you don't want to go today, right? But anyway, we our bodies are pretty complex systems. And I thank God for health to be able to do what I can do and to work every day. And so many things I'm thankful for in this line. Also for parents who gave me things that money can't buy. They showed me how to live a Christian life. Not just taught me, but they also showed me. And for brothers and sisters and family. And for a wife who's my soulmate and the best friend and many other things to me. I'm thankful for her. Thank God for her. And our children and our grandchildren. We worry about the future for them, but God bless them as they have their life too. We're thankful for them. Also for a house to live in, protection from the weather. Some folks this morning didn't have protection. They were outside when they woke up. But I was in the house protected. And also for food. I had plenty to eat this morning, and I'm sure each one of you had something to eat this morning if you wanted it. And we have food in our house to eat. Some people don't have that, and I'm thankful for things like that. Also for job, glad for that. And also thankful for protection this past week. Most of you heard that we had a fire in our basement at work, but it was contained in a large container, so it did not spread to any other tires or anything else. Thankful for that. Also for transportation to get around. We had a car to go. And also, I'm thankful I was born in the United States of America. I'm thankful I wasn't born somewhere else. We had the freedom to worship, to do many things that we want to do. And I've come to believe that our country was founded on Christian principles ordained by God. And I feel like it. We have slipped somewhat, but let's be faithful and pray for our leaders that they could somehow come back to following God's admonition. Thank you all for being a part of our church. I'm thankful for our church as well, and for Kevin, how he's leading us. Just thankful for each one of you, and for what God has brought us together to do His will, that we continue to be blessed by the Lord. Thank you very much for your time.
I didn't write anything down, but I am thankful for life today. I am thankful for this church also, for all of you, for everything that has been done for me when I went through my cancer. I just thank the Lord for His healing hand on me. People ask me how I feel, and I say, I feel great. I have no pain, no problems, and I can just thank the Lord that He has taken care of me and has given me good health. And it may come back on me, but I just thank the Lord each day for the health that He has given me, for Marvin and for my family, for all of you. I'm just so thankful for health. I'm just thankful for life and for Jesus. Thank you.
Okay, so I decided that I was going to do something that no one ever really talks about. So, because I'm thankful for a lot of things, but this one might sound kind of weird, but I'm thankful for technology. And it's not just because, like, I'm a teenager and stuff, but it's because, like, all the people who, like, invent that stuff, they're really smart, and since, like, everyone, I'm not saying that you guys aren't smart, but some people don't think these days, so, like, Steve Jobs and people like that, even though he just died, I'm thankful for them because they, like, took matters in their own hands and say, no one's thinking about these things, I'll just go ahead and invent something like the iPhone or whatever. So, yeah, and, like, the internet, there's all these websites and things where, like, you can learn new stuff, and that's just, like, opens a new experience altogether. And, yeah, even though this might sound kind of weird. Yeah. So, yeah.
I want to say I'm thankful that I still have family left, and I'm thankful for all my neighbors and friends who have become my family. And I'm thankful to still be here after having several brushes with death over the years. And I am thankful for this church and for God. When I needed some direction, the church was here for me, and everybody else was here for me, and I really needed that very much. Thank you so much.
All the rest of you don't have a lock on being thankful. I'm also thankful. Thankful that Florence is still here. Thankful for my children, my grandchildren. Thankful for the family that I grew up in. Not many families with 9 siblings can say with when the oldest is 82 years of age that we're all 9 still living and able to get together at least once a year and to celebrate our appreciation for each other and so forth. Like Danny, I'm also, I'd like to be around a day or two longer. There's a few things I'd still like to do. I'd still like to make at least one more medical delivery. I'd like to hit one more golf ball. I'd like to take one more motorcycle ride. I'd like to attend at least one more church service, teach one more Sunday school class, sleep one more night, eat one more meal. Yes, I'm thankful.
I'm thankful for my family and for airplanes and cars, because if it weren't for those things, then I wouldn't be able to see my sister. And since she lives in Maine and she doesn't want to move down here, it's really hard for us to see her because it's a lot of money to go and get the gas that we need and to pay for her airplane ride back to Maine. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Good morning, everyone. I am thankful that I can live in the United States and have the freedom that we have here and the conveniences. I am also thankful for Jesus Christ, for Him being my Savior, my Lord. I thank the Lord for my family this morning, the end of October, that very, very busy weekend when we had all that snow. On the way to the wedding, Grayson and I were in the van ahead with the food, and Garland and the girls were coming behind with the truck, and a tree fell across the road 100 yards in front of Garland's truck. And so I was just really thankful that God spared them, spared the truck, you know, and Garland. It wasn't me, because I would have been stuck, whereas he was in the truck and he was able to pull the tree out of the road and he could keep on going and the rest of the cars could. So I'm just thankful for him sparing us and for the way he orchestrated that and taking care of us.
Today I'm going to tell my verse. It's probably the same as last time, but except it has another part to it. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Psalms chapter 100.
What do you think I'm thankful for? What? You want to say what you're thankful for? Okay, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for my numbers.
For your numbers? Yeah, she's learning her numbers. I, as a business owner, and I don't have a 9-to-5 job, I don't have a steady income, I often think about where the money's going to come from and where the work's going to come from. And I'm thankful for God's provision. There are many times when I don't know what's going to happen next week, but yet God always seems to come through and provide. And some of you have even been a part of that provision, even if it hasn't been directly through work or something else. I am continually amazed by how God seems to know what I need when I need it. And I'm thankful that I can trust in that. It's not always easy, but it's there. I'm thankful for the diversity of people that feel comfortable to come up here and share with us this morning. That speaks a lot to me. It's really cool when I can see 4 years old to, I don't know how old you are, Norma. and just the broad range of people who feel comfortable coming up here and share in front of this group. We're not a big group, but still, it's a group. And it's not always easy to do that. And that's really cool. Oh, you want to say what you're thankful for?
I'm thankful for what God's made and the flowers and the sun, and I'm thankful for everything that He's made.
We do everything together. So, besides being thankful for each other, we're very thankful for our little baby boy. Although the first year was kind of difficult to try to figure out why so we decided to have a baby. But now we see the fruits of His wonderfulness and His miracles, so we're very thankful for that. We're thankful for our friends like Len and Kathy who keep him and let me and Joe go out on dates and enrich our marriage. We're thankful for Kevin for preaching to us and keeping us on a straight path. I'm thankful for the Huyards for opening their house for our dog Wallace. And I'm thankful for Sonia because she is one of my best friends, and she supports all of my crazy adventures, like multi-level marketing and running with me at 5 o'clock in the morning to help me lose weight. just being supportive of all my crazy ideas. So, and I'm thankful for all of my other friends who I have
And I'm very thankful for my husband, who eats my dinners when they're really not worthy eating.
They're good. Very good.
And he lies very well. So, yeah.
We're very grateful for this church family, for our baby boy, for our good jobs, and for a beautiful place to live like Stanton. I have a cold, so I'm not going to talk a whole lot. But yeah, we're just really thankful for how this congregation has been very welcoming for us ever since we started coming here, and we're grateful for that. And so thank you, everybody.
I'm thankful also for this church and my family and just many blessings that God has bestowed on us. I'm also especially thankful for music. It is a way, as we were talking in Sunday school about prayer and music, both I think with words and without words, is a way of that has always been a prayerful worship time for me. So I wanted to share a song this morning, but I didn't have one specifically that was about thankfulness, but there's one that has had a lot of meaning to me over the last, I don't know, month or so, and it's called Blessings. And it's a song that I actually was quite skeptical of when I first heard it, because it talks about how we pray for these blessings, the things that we're thankful for health and for family and prosperity and things like that. But often that's not what we get. And at the time I first heard it was right when my sister's niece, who's 18 years old, died from heart failure. She had struggled with this since birth. And the family really grasped this song. And it was kind of eye-opening to me because I haven't ever personally... I can say, you know, I'm thankful for a healthy family, and I've had that, and thankful for these things, but I haven't had a lot of crises in my life that probably a lot of you have, where my faith has had to pull me through that, and I see blessings through those times. And so at first I felt like, no, I can't sing this song because it's not something that... that I have specifically witnessed. But through it, I feel like what God is telling me is that finding those daily minutes, by the minute, finding things, the blessings, the thankfulness, despite what could go wrong, is what I need to do. So the song is called Blessings.
Comfort for a family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our suffering. And all the while you hear each spoken need, yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? We pray for wisdom, your voice to hear, and we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness. We doubt your love. As if every promise from your word is not enough. And all the while you hear each desperately, long that we'd have faith to believe. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? And what if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? When friends betray us, when darkness seems to win, we know the pain reminds this heart, this is not our home. It's not our home. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if you're my greatest disappointment, or the aching of this life, or the revealing of a greater thirst this world can't satisfy? And what if triumph of this life, the rain, the storms, the hardest nights, are your mercies in disguise?
Anyone else who wishes to share this morning?
Thank you, Susan. That was beautiful. I walked past the bulletin board at the Y a couple times this week, and the question stuck with me. What is most important in life? And my first response was relationships. So this week I've been thinking about all the different relationships and how meaningful they are. I'm thankful for my relationship with my husband. I'm thankful for relationship with our workers, the people that work for us, and also the people that we do work for, the houses that we've built. I'm thankful for those. I'm especially thankful for all of you. I'm thankful for my church family and for our little Sunday school class, for the little people and the relationship we have with them. It's really special. I'm thankful for the women's group. That's a meaningful time of fellowship. There's other things in the church. Just all of you are really important to me. I'm thankful for Leah and my relationship as friends and mentor and mentee. It's very special. And then I think about family, the fact that we don't have our children close to us, but we have wonderful times looking forward to and having time together. And sometimes it's a week, and this coming December, Joe and Aaron are going to actually be with us for a week and a half, and then we're going to go to Ohio. And I'm thankful for my extended family, my brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts, my father now. And I thought about past relationships that I treasure. This month, we celebrate my mom's homegoing 25 years ago that she's been gone. And I feel like it's been a long time, and yet I can't quite believe it's 25 years. And I'm so thankful for the relationship I had with her and the things she taught me. She taught me to serve and to enjoy it. And I'm just so thankful for that. I'm also thankful for uncles and aunts. And number one, I'm thankful for my relationship with God. And I think about that journey and that it's peaceful, but it's also challenging sometimes. And I'm so thankful that learning and listening to God doesn't always have to be words, but just being comfortable together and growing in that relationship, and it's ongoing. So I'm thankful for all those things.
Well, I'm thankful for lots of things and provision. Someone else said that's definitely, because lately I've had less hours at work and less money, and I'm beginning to see how poor we are. But God gets us through a little at a time. And my kids, of course, I keep praying that they'll have a relationship with Jesus, and they don't come to church a lot. And Roger, he's faithful, and so many people nowadays don't get a partner that is. And I'm thankful for that radio channel you were listening to, because they're bold enough to play all that Christmas stuff right through December. And I enjoy that channel. And for connections with people, like Leo was saying, send the email. That was the first thing I ever learned anything on the computer, was send emails. And I'm glad that you can print the thing out that you type too, because I got a lot of pals that aren't on computer. And so I can get, and thank you for Kevin, because you print it out for me sometimes. And he's also a very good match for this church, I think. And so I can copy the letter I type, and then I can send that to the people that I can't get in touch with the computer. And, well, I think that's, and my, that Jesus Christ is in my life, because Stacy's going to a secular private school now. And so I see how these people, when we get together and have meetings, they're talking about, you got to eat the organic food and things like that. And but God never comes up, it seems, when they're talking. So I feel kind of like a foreigner. So I'm thankful that I know him, and that my kids can know him.
Anybody else wish to share? Well, as we tune into our radio stations and we hear the Christmas songs, let us not move too quickly past this time of Thanksgiving. Let us make Thanksgiving a part of our DNA, a part of who we are, something that we do specifically, giving thanks to God, giving thanks to individuals, giving thanks for the things that shape our lives. Now, seeing that we have run a little over time already, I'm going to just pray for us as a collective group now as our time of congregational prayer, and then I'll invite Susan to come forward to close us in a song, and I will have our benediction. So please join me in a generic prayer for the congregation. God, we give you thanks for the group here at Stanton Mennonite Church. Thank you, Lord, for they never cease to amaze me. The many talents and gifts that are represented in this small congregation is just an example of your creativity and power that you have, Lord. We are created in your image, and may we never stop bearing that image. Thank you, Lord, for everybody that is here today. Be with those who are suffering, be it from pain, from loss, from agony, whatever it might be. Be with those who are mourning, be with those who are celebrating. Be with those who gathered this week to give thanks. Guide those on their travels. Keep them safe on the roads and in the air. Be with those who are healing. We think especially of Nelson, and praise you, Lord, for the healing that he's experienced so far. Now, Lord, be with us today and every day. May we know your loving hand upon us, and may we never stop giving thanks to you and to everybody else who comes into our life. In Jesus' name, amen.